Would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, let the meditation of my mouth and the understanding of our hearts be worthy in thy sight. Help us to be open and receptive to your message today. Amen. So, welcome into the second Sunday of Kingdom Tide. If you watched the service last week, you know that Kingdom Tide is the time of parables, where we have lots of stories about the parables that Jesus tells. And so last week we heard from Scott about the parable of the sower, and this week we have the parable of the weeds. And so, just like last week, this parable is really easy to read and interpret and think, oh yes, it's an us and them kind of story. Linda is the wheat, and she will always be the wheat. She will always produce wheat, but Billy, he is a weed, and there is no way that he can ever become a wheat. He is just a drain on Linda, and she has to deal with Billy, even though she's the wheat and he's the weeds. But I think there's a little bit more depth to this story. What if instead of an us and them, us wheat, they are weeds kind of story, what if the weeds and the wheat are within us? We all have good and bad within us, and we all do good things, we all do bad things. We make good decisions and bad decisions. We all have a bit of the wheat and a bit of the weeds in us. And so I want to ask a question that's going to be foundational for understanding how we're going to proceed from here, and that's, what is a weed? And now you farmers are rolling your eyes and saying, oh, we know what a weed is. And anyone who completed second grade is rolling their eyes too, because a weed's a weed, right? But bear with me as we talk through it and point out some of the bigger aspects of what a weed is and how it might relate to us. So a weed is a parasite. It reduces the yield of whatever crop is planted. It drains it of energy, resources, water, everything. It takes energy that would normally go to the crop, the wheat, and it takes it for itself and uses it. And it leaves the wheat open to disease, leaves it vulnerable to get sick and to possibly even die. And so that's what a weed is. And there's a specific weed that's talked about in the gospel, and that's commonly known as darnel. And now there's going to be a picture on your screen of darnel and wheat. And the first one is of darnel. They both look extremely alike when they're brand new, when they're both young. It can be hard to tell the difference between them unless you know what you're looking for. As you can see, the wheat is a little bit, the seeds are clustered together a little bit closer, and the darnel is a little bit spread apart. The wheat produces good seed and it is healthy to eat. But darnel is poisonous to both humans and animals, and it serves no useful purpose. And so, that sometimes, like our actions and our sin, it can be hard to determine what's good and what's wrong, especially at the start of it. It can be hard to tell what's draining us and what's worthy of God. And so, our first instinct when we do finally recognize those weeds is to pull it up. We want to get rid of the bad stuff. We want it gone. We want it out of our lives. But sometimes the weeds run so deep, their roots are so deep into the ground, that to pull them up would be to pull up the good too. And I want to illustrate that with a story about idolatry. So I have a friend at college. I'm not going to name his name, but we're going to call him Bob. And Bob loves football. He loves the Vikings. He loves to watch the Vikings every single Sunday. He goes to church and he talks about the Vikings game with the guys there. And he loves them. And it gives him joy. And he's able to connect and grow in relationship with people because of the Vikings. But Bob has a dark side with the Vikings. He's let that team become an idol for him, something that he focuses on to the exclusion of everything else. And how that manifests itself in some ways is when the Vikings are doing poorly, which is a lot, but he lets it manifest itself poorly. And when they're doing bad, he yells and he throws things. And after the game, if they've lost, he's just in a surly mood, and it doesn't matter what you say to him, he's upset. And so that's how this good seed of something that brought him joy and happiness and helped him to grow with other people has turned a little bit into a weed. It's sprouted a weed off of it. And so now if Bob were to realize this and to say, "Oh my gosh, that I'm so mean. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just get rid of it. I'm gonna stop watching football." If he were to do that, then he would lose that seed of good that he had. He's going to lose those conversations with the guys at church that helped him grow in relationship with them, because he won't know what's going on if he hasn't seen the game. He won't be able to talk about the amazing pass or the bad call that the ref made, and he won't have that anymore, and he'll have lost out on that yield that he was able to produce. And so that's just one example of how pulling up the seed of the weed can also damage ourselves and our relationships with others. And so, what's the point? What are we supposed to just live in our sin and to just leave it there? No, I don't think so. Because as humans, we have choices. We have choices in life to do one thing or another. And we get to make those choices for ourselves. We've seen it since the very dawn of creation, when Adam and Eve were in the garden and they were told to to eat of the tree of life. Or sorry, the tree of good and evil. That was the one they were told not to eat of. And the snake comes by and says, "You guys could, it wouldn't hurt you." And that seed, that seed of the weed was planted in their hearts. And they chose to listen to it. And that seed grew as first Eve took a bite and then Adam took a bite. It grew higher and it ended up resulting in consequences. And we see that all throughout the Bible, all throughout history. You see it with Moses and the Israelites, throughout the book of Kings and Samuel and the Chronicles, where people, they're doing good things and they have good wheat growing. And then the weeds grow up and they end up making really poor decisions. And so we have the opportunity to choose, where are we going to distribute our nutrients? Where are we going to distribute our time and energy and passions to? Are we going to send it to the weeds? Or are we going to send it to the wheat and produce good with our time and our energy? And it can be hard to do this. And some days you might have a great day where you're full of wheat and you're just producing good all day long and all week long. Life catches up, life is messy, and the weeds, they can grow and they can cover up the wheat, and you may not produce one shred of grain at all that day. But then the next day you have the opportunity to distribute those resources again. And so my challenge for you this week is to evaluate yourself. What are the weeds in your life? What are things that you're doing? What are the obvious things that you're doing that are leading to destruction and sin? What's the wheat in your life? What are you doing that's good? What's not so obvious? What's the not so obvious weeds? What's the not so obvious good that you're doing? And identify it. First, identifying it, because to identify it is to know and to have power. And so identify it, name it. And then from there, ask yourself the question, okay, how am I going to spend less time with being angry at the Vikings? How is Bob might instead choose, instead of just not watching football in general, he might choose to be more quiet and to not yell every time the kicker misses a field goal. So how are you going to do that this week? How are you going to continue to do that? And overall, when you look at the scripture, you don't need to worry that much, because it says at the end, at the harvest, God has the laborers gather up all the weeds. He's going to gather up all the bad, all the sin from your life. He's going to wrap it in a bundle. He's going to burn it. It's going to be gone. And all that's going to be left over in you are the good parts. And so it doesn't matter if a person has 100 weeds or 10. They all get burnt up and the good is left over. So take courage with that. Be happy that in that promise that you're going to have, that you don't need to stress so much. Thank you for your time today. Would you please join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together where we get to learn more about you. Help us to be doers of your word this week, and to figure out where are the weeds in us. What are they? Help us to see those so that we might further glorify you. Amen.